You're listening to SBS News.
President Donald Trump says he still wants to get all US troops out of Syria, but Israel and Jordan have asked him to keep some in Syria. Just last week, Mr. Trump said the roughly 1,000 American troops in northeastern Syria will go home, leaving about 200 at a base in the southeast of the country. The American withdrawal has been criticized as a betrayal of Kurdish allies who for years have helped the US fight IS. President Trump has defended his action.
I'll tell you what I get out of it. We won't be fighting and we'll bring our soldiers back home. They were supposed to be there for 30 days and they've been there now for 10 years in Syria. 10 years. They were supposed to go in, do a quick hit on ISIS and come out. Now, as far as ISIS is concerned, when I took over, November 2016, ISIS was all over the place. I'm the one, meaning it was me and this administration working with others, including the Kurds, that captured all of these people that you're talking about right now. Because President Obama, it was a mess.
The president also said it appeared that the pause negotiated with Turkey by Vice President Mike Pence was holding, despite some skirmishes. Under the terms of that agreement, the Kurds have to leave the disputed region. The agreement was strongly criticized, even by some members of Mr. Trump's own Republican Party, who said it gave Turkey everything it wanted while abandoning U.S. allies. But President Trump insists the U.S. relationship with the Kurds remains strong.
We're working with the Kurds. We have a good relationship with the Kurds. But we never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives. Remember this. When Iraq was fighting the Kurds, everybody thought we were going to fight with the Kurds. I said, well, it's a little strange that we're fighting with the Kurds when we just spent $4 trillion on Iraq, and now we're going to be fighting Iraq. So what I did is I said, we're not going to take a position. Let them fight themselves.
Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister has renewed warnings that his country will resume its military offensive in northeast Syria if Kurdish fighters don't vacate the region before the end of the US-brokered ceasefire. Mevlut Cavusoglu accused Syrian Kurdish groups of 30 live fire violations of the four-day-old truce, which killed one Turkish soldier. He said Turkey retaliated against these attacks, as was agreed with the US under the terms of the ceasefire. He says they'll take further action if the Kurds don't leave the area in time.
And we observe that now YPG PKK elements started to leave the areas that now we are controlling. So we have 35 hours left. If they don't withdraw, our operation will restart. This is also what we agreed with Americans.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the use of American military force is not off the table.
We prefer peace to war, but in the event that kinetic action or military action is needed, you should know that President Trump is fully prepared to undertake that action.
Mr. Pompeo didn't outline what circumstances would be required that would result in U.S. military action.
Yeah, look, I never get out in front of the president's decision about whether to take the awesome undertaking of using America's military might to protect American interests, but the world should know. We've done it before. We took strikes into Syria. When chemical weapons were used, we did it to uphold the fundamental norm that chemical weapons can't be used.
Mr. Pompeo says they would also not be afraid to use economic sanctions as part of a diplomatic approach. Alan Lee, SBS News.